Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Meseches Moed Katan has been dedicated Le'iloi Nishmas, Perel Bas Reb Yehoshua Heschel HaKohen.
Learning Meseches Moed Katan Daf Tes. We'll start from the Mishnah towards the end of Daf Ches and Mebeis, Ein Noisim Nashim B'Moed. The Mishnah says, Ein Noisim Nashim B'Moed, you're not allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed, Le Besulis, Le Amonis, and the first marriage, not an almana, a widow, v'loy miyabim, you can't do yibim, v'leishu simchi loy, because it's a simcha for him. Ava Max, who is kirushasa, he's allowed to remarry a woman that he divorced. And the Gemara asks, v'leishu simchi loy mayhavi, what's wrong if it's a simcha? A simcha is asr and chalamayit. Amr av yudam reshmuel, v'cheinam blazer rabbeishiv, amlar blazer rabchanina, v'fisheim arvin simcha b'simcha. You can't mix two simchas together. Rabbi Avuna Amimnesha Meniach Simchas Arega V'Oisik B'Simchas Ishtai. It's not because you can't mix two Simchas together. It's because that's a chsarn in the Simchas Arega. Amle Abayla Rav Yosef Hod Rabbi Avuna De Ravu. Really comes from Rav. Dom Rav Daniel Bar Katina Amar Rav Inayim She Noisim Noshim B'Moyed Ishnem V'Samachta B'Chagecha. How you know you're not allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed? Because it says V'Samachta B'Chagecha B'Chagecha V'Loi B'Ishtecha. There has to be a Simchas Achag. If someone gets married, he's not going to be able to have a Simchas Achag because he's too busy with the Simchas Ishtai. Ula Omar Mimnei HaTorech. Ula says, as Mimnei HaTorech, you have to be Matriach a lot when you make Nechasna, and Tirch and Chol HaMoed is Aser. If it's a Gnavcha, Mimnei Bittel Peri V'Rivya, because if Nisun will be allowed on Chol HaMoed, so everyone will push off the Nisun to Chol HaMoed, it will come at a Bittel Peri V'Rivya. These are the four Taimim the Gemara says. Now, it's a shaila if the taimim agree to each other, or if they argue, and which time exactly we paskin like. The Rambam in Hilchas Yamtif, the Gabi Chol HaMoed, he brings the time of a Samachta B'Chagecha V'Loi B'Ishtecha, the time that you're not going to be able to have Simchas Yamtif properly if you get married. And the Rambam in Hilchas Ishus, when he brings the halacha, then he brings the time of Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. And the Lecha Mishnah and other Mepharshim already discuss why did the Rambam bring different time in different places. The Rambam also brings a different drasha. The Gemara brings a drasha for Ein Me'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. The Gemara brings a drasha for Shlomo HaMelech. He made the Simcha Shivis Yom V'Shivis Yom Arba Asayim. He made Dafka the Simcha of the Chanukah Sabayis. He made for 7 days. And then afterwards he made the Simcha of Sukkot for 7 days. And since the Pasuk stresses that he did the Simcha separately, Vais Tais was asked to make the two Simchas together, Eim Arvin Simcha V'Simcha. Taisus brings down Yishalmi's Joshua from Mali Shavua Zeis that you see by Yaakov, that after he got married to Leah and he wanted also to get married to Rachel, he had to wait a week till he got married to Rachel. Vais Tais, you can't get married at the same time, Eim Arvin Simcha V'Simcha. Interesting, the Rambam brings the drasha of the Yerushalmi, he does not bring the drasha of the Bavli. Perhaps, of course, it was an easier drasha to bring. Now, the shaila is there any nafkemina between the time of Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha or the time of a Samachta B'Chagecha V'Loi B'Ishtecha? The time of a Samachta B'Chagecha V'Loi B'Ishtecha would seem to be a time L'Gabi Simchas Yantif. It's a din mitzad Yamtif. Mitzad the Simchas Yantif, by marrying a Isha B'Yamtif, you're being Menei Simchas Yamtif. Mashen came the time of Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. It's not Lav Dafke Din of Simchas Yamtif. It's a din by all two Simchas, the din not the Ma'ariv them. Taisus says it's Exeris Akasov. Taisus says the time near Ksas, he says it's like a din of Ein Eisim Mitzvahs Chavilois. Each Simcha has to have its own concentration. It's like by Mitzvahs, you have to do one Mitzvah at a time. Each Mitzvah needs its own concentration. Simchas also, each Simcha needs its own concentration. Taisi already speaks about what's the din. Are you allowed to make other simchas on Yamtif, like a bris milah, a pidyon and ben? That's what Taisi talks about. Taisi starts off saying that a bris milah you're allowed to make on Chol HaMoed. He says two times. First of all, it's not such a gevaldige simcha because it's tzarid yinuka. Just like the Gemara in Ksuva says, you don't make simcha b'mayneh because it's tzarid yinuka. So it's not such a great simcha. And second of all, he says, because it came up right now, and Mamela, you had to do the bris milah now anyway. So Mamela, it's not cool that you're going and being ma'arif two simchas together. It's mana kavua. Ein levatel zem ibnei zem. But as a shayla, what about pinyin ben? Pinyin ben, there's no tzara dinuka, so it's a full simcha. And also, if it's bizmana, we understand, you have the same time. What about a pinyin ben shaloi bizmana? So Taisus first says, we don't paskin em arvin simcha b'simcha. We paskin the dinners of samachta b'chagecha v'chagecha v'loi v'ishtecha. And that would only apply to marriage. In other words, if you would hold of em arvin simcha b'simcha, lefidus teres of Taisus, so you would now be allowed to make a opinion on ben that shaloi b'zmana an chalamayit, because it's a full simcha, you don't have tzara and it's not zmanika, but you won't be allowed to do it. But we don't paskin em arvin simcha b'simcha. That's Taisus' first teretz. And the Dvosa says that. That's his only teretz to the Dvosa. That we don't pass name Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. It would sound that if we would hold name Arvin Simcha B'Simcha, any Simcha would be Aser. And he could clear also what's the din with the Siyam Masechta on Cholamayit. Here's a Gevaldike Simcha. You don't have Tzara Dinuka. And also it's not Zman Kavua, let's say. Let's say you didn't finish it Pun Cholamayit. You just pushed off the Siyam for Cholamayit. It would be the same Shailah. That if you hold out same Arvin Simcha B'Simcha would be Aser. And the reason why it's mutter is because we all v'samachta b'chagecha b'chagecha v'loi b'ishtecha. This is not simchas nesuin, that's only by a wife. And that's a p'sak aloch in Shulchan Aruch and Simcha Tavkuf Memvav, that you're allowed to do other simchas, the only isser is simchas nesuin. And like we said, the first teretz of Taisus and the Ritva, the reason why is we don't bask in him arvin simcha b'simcha. Taisus has a second teretz though. Taisus the second teretz that a simcha is only a simchas nesuin. That's the only real simcha. The other sundas are not mamash a simcha, even if you don't have tzara dinuka. A simcha sundas is chashiv a simcha that you have a problem aim arvin simcha b'simcha. So according to Taisa's second Taisa, even if you hold aim arvin simcha b'simcha, you'd be allowed to make a pidyon aben, a brismila, a siyam mesechda, u kadaima, an chalamayit, because it's not a big enough simcha. The chvainim klai, what about a bar mitzvah? But if Ram says a lashin that you should make a bar mitzvah, kiyem shenichnas l'chuppah, the Achrayim say, so it brought down in the Fiske Chuvis, that doesn't mean it's the same Simcha Mamash like a Chasana. Avadi could also make it by mitzvah on Cholamayit, and that's what the Gedalei Torah were neig, it's brought down there. Now the Stei Chemed brings from the Chuvis Michas Pitim, what about a Chanukas Habayis declares on Cholamayit? Because the Mekar, if a name, Arvin Simcha B'Simcha, Agamar brings down, was from the Chanukas Habayis of Shlomo HaMelech. They didn't want to make the Chanukah Sabayis and Yontif. So you'll have to make a Suda of the Chanukah Sabayis on Cholamayit if you hold name Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. But he brings that the Michas Pindel Maisa says that you can't compare a regular Chanukah Sabayis you make for your own house to the Chanukah Sabayis you make for the Beis HaMikdash. The Chanukah Sabayis for the Beis HaMikdash, that was a Gemaldik Simcha, that was much more than a Chasana. So male, there's din of aim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. Mashiach and Chanukah Sabayis, a regular house, that would have the same Chashivas of the bris or pidyon aben ukadaima, which you wouldn't be a problem v'im arvin simcha b'simcha. So lefi Taisa's second teretz, the question about making other simchas on chalamayin is not negated to the machlekes if you hold us v'im arvin simcha b'simcha, if you hold us v'samachta b'chagecha, because the chuli alma, a simcha other than a nesuin, doesn't have the same chashivas to be a problem v'im arvin simcha b'simcha. But it would come up in afkamin and other halachas. First of all, the Taz brings down that you're now going to make two chasanas together. So he says like this. He says, to make two chasanas together with two different chasans, two different kalas, that's not called Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. To make one big suda, when you have two chasanas together, hayos, each chasan is really separate. You have this chasan and this kala, and that chasan and that kala. That's not called Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. The mesamchim are different. There's some people being semech for this chasna, other people semech for that chasna. So that doesn't apply b'im arvin simcha b'simcha. But it does bring down that if they're siblings, he says two sisters, and the Mishnah Berurah says that they're in tafkuf me'mvav, who would then two brothers, and who would then a brother and a sister, two siblings getting married in the same chasna, that is a problem b'im arvin simcha b'simcha. And it brings them not to do it, because b'im arvin simcha b'simcha. So it seems he's being machman, not like Taisa's first teretz and the Ritva, and saying that we do paskin aim arvin simcha b'simcha, and we don't have the taina that it's not a chashiv b'simcha because it's a chasana. So to make two chasanas together, like we said, if the pshat is you have two different chasanim, two different kalas, that's not called the two chasanas are together. They happen to be eating in the same place, but that's called the two simchas are separate. He brings down one of the gedolim was Nayik Taka. Every time he married off his children, he would take in the Yasim and the Yisayma to share the chasna with them also. And that's Mutta. Mashenken, if it's two siblings, so there it's one big simcha. If two chasnas, that would be also if you hold Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. The other place that comes up is Menge Chasen on Purim. There's a Tshuvas HaRashba that the Beis Yosef brings down in Siman Tafresh Tzadik Vav that you're allowed to make a Chasen on Purim because V'samachta b'chagecha v'loy b'shtecha is dafka chagen. But Purim, you don't have that taina. There's no Xeris HaKosev saying that there's a chsarin in Simchas Purim if you make a Chasen on Purim. And mainly you're allowed to make a Chasen on Purim. They state in Rashba. He says it brings it down, Paskins that way in Shulchan Aruch, and the Rambam also holds that way. But the Magen of Rome says it depends. If the time is also Samachta b'chagecha v'loy b'shtecha, so chagim is dafka chag, not Purim. Mashiach, if the time is aim arvin simcha b'simcha, so here we have a chasna, which is definitely a simcha, and you have Purim, you mish the b'simcha k'siv. So there wouldn't be a chasna of aim arvin simcha b'simcha. And as Eishtein Prichadish also, the Prichadish a little bit earlier, Tafresh Peches, where the discussion is, when Purim the Mekafim comes out on Shabbos, when Yud Dalet is Friday. So the question is, in the Ayaris and Mekafis Chayma, what's it then? When do they make the Suda? Where there's a Machlekes HaPeskim, because the Rif brings down a Yishalmi that says that you don't make the Suda on Shabbos, because Lassus Aisi may Mishta V'Simcha, Dafka, it's Dafka when it's Tal, the Suda is Tali and Bezdin, not Shabbos where it's Tali, it's Kvi V'Kaimi. So he says, you don't make a Suda on Shabbos. Now, Rabach argues, Rabach says, you do make a Suda on Shabbos. You don't pass it like the Yerushalmi. So there, the Prichadish says that we talk don't pass it like the Rabach. We pass it like the Yerushalmi. And we pass it that we make the Suda's Purim on Sunday, when the Purim the Mekafim come out on Shabbos. And he says, Mikayach that the rationale is basically a din of Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. We can't make the Suda's Purim on Shabbos because it's not a Suda's Purim, it's a Suda's Shabbos. So here also you can't make a Chasana on Purim will be the same problem. That's what Prichadish holds. So B'Kitzah, the Magen Avraham and the Prichadish both on Monday now they make a Chasana on Purim because Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. The Rashba sounds like, and he holds like the Ritva, that we don't pass Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha, like the first Teretz of Taisus, that we pass in the Dinas V'Samachna B'Chagecha, and Mela would only pass by Chagim, and it wouldn't pass by Purim, just like it would only pass by Nisun, it wouldn't pass by any other Simchas. It would come out L'chayri Nafkamina L'alocha between if you hold Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha, or if you hold Asvah Simachta B'Chagecha V'Loi B'Shtecha. So L'sikum, if you hold Asatam of Memnichem Simchas Regal V'Aisik B'Simchas Ishtei, which is learned out from the Pasuk of a Simachta B'Chagecha V'Loi B'Shtecha, so the only issue would be if it's a marriage and Yom Tov. When any other two simchas together wouldn't be a problem. Mashegin, if you hold Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha, that would apply to any two simchas. So according to Taisa's first Teretz will be Nafkimini, even Legabe making a Pidyon Abenu Kadayma on Cholamayit. Taisa's second Teretz is that Pidyon Ben doesn't have the Chshivas of a Simcha altogether, even if you hold Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. And that's the Psak Halacha in Shulchan Aruch, that you let him make a pidyon aben and a bris milah and the achareinim ad a siyum masechta or a bar mitzvah or even a chanukah sabayis. All these don't have the din of a simcha to be eim arvin simcha b'simcha. But there would be an afkamina if to make two chasnas together, where there the achareinim say if you hold eim arvin simcha b'simcha, two chasnas meaning two siblings together in one chasna would be a problem. And the also be an afkamina l'gabe Purim, where the Magen Avraham Prichadish Aser making a chasna on Purim, even though you don't have a semachta b'chagecha, but still you have Eim Arvin Simcha b'Simcha. Mashengen, if you hold the time of a semachta b'chagecha and not Eim Arvin Simcha b'Simcha, there wouldn't be a problem by Purim, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins from the Tshuvas HaRashba, and there also wouldn't be a problem with making two chasnas together. Now, the Gemara says on Daf Yud Chesem and Beis, Ma'arsin v'loy kainsin, V'einois and Sudis Erisin. You're allowed to be Ma'aris, you're allowed to be Makadish and Isha and Cholamayit. You're not allowed to marry an Isha, you're not allowed to do the Chuppah. Nisal the Chuppah, that's Aser. And the Sudis Erisin is also Aser. Now, it would seem Mukhik from this Gemara that Nisuin without a Suda is also Aser. Because by Erisin it says it's Mutter, but not with a Suda. And by Nisuin it says it's Aser. Vice versa, by Nisuin would have to be Aser even without a Suda. And that l'chayr would be according to either tam, pashtus, tayef yol v'samachta b'chagecha v'loy b'shtecha, tayef yol d'eim ha'arvin simcha b'simcha, there is a simcha of nesu'in even without a suda. That's the pashtus, how you'd name on. Now, erisin with the suda is aser, even though we said before that other sudas are mutter, vice there's a sudas erisin, is more chashiv than the other sudas like a bris milah or a pidyon haben or a bar mitzvah. Sudas erisin already has a chashivas and is a problem of im arvin simcha b'simcha. And similarly, if you over samachta b'chagecha v'loy b'ishtecha, which there, avada, all the other sudas, all the other types of simchas are all mutter, because it's not ishtecha, mashek in a sudas erisin, that could be called a simcha b'ishtecha, as long as it's with the suda, and that would be aser on chol hamoed. Now, Shulchan Aruch says, in order for sudas erisin to be aser, it needs three tnaim. First of all, it has to be with the arusa, it has to be a base arusasai. If someone gets engaged, someone gets does kedushin and makes a suda, but the kal is not there, so that's not considered a simcha. And avad if you hold the samachta mechagecha v'chagecha v'loy b'shtecha, if the ish is not there, it's not a simcha b'shtecha. The second tnai is it has to be b'shas the erisin. It has to be b'shas the erisin. If someone makes the erisin before and then goes to celebrate the erisin, the beis arusasai, even with the suda, that's mutter. That's not called the sudas erisin. The sudas erisin is only when it's b'shas the erisin. That's the second thing Shulchan Aruch says. And the third thing is there has to be an actual suda. Even if there's rikudim u'mechayelus, he says, even if there's dancing, as long as there's no suda, that's not a simcha, and that's all mutter on chol hamoed. Now, our minig is to only do the kedushin together with the nisun. We don't do the kedushin before the nisun. So it's not sitting geitas, this whole shayla of kedushin chol hamoed and a sudas erisin chol hamoed. Now, the Taz talks about, what about what we do, a suda, an engagement suda? A suda that's made by the ksivas atnam, he says. The Taz is a very big chiddush that even though there's no erisin, but since you're making a commitment to get married then, that also has the same din of a suda's erisin, and that's aser b'chol hamoed. A grace of chiddush. The ma'isa roiv and the achreinim I'm a factvik on it. They say, mechitesa. You find the suda's erisin is aser. There's no erisin yet. Mechitesa should be aser. But even if you're machma like the Taz, the Mishabur brings down two things. First of all, he says that stafka, when you're having a regular suda, if all you're doing is serving cake and refreshments, but it's not mamish a suda, that's mut even ladas the Taz. That's not a suda. You're allowed to have the erisin. You're allowed to get engaged on chol hamoed. It's not worse than erisin, even lefida Taz. And you can even celebrate the engagement with a gathering, even with rikudim u'mechayelus, and like the Mishabur points out, even if you're going to serve some food, as long as it's not a suda b'chal, it's just refreshments, it's cake, it's nash, it's mutter l'chuli alma, even like the Taz. And he also says another nekuda, that just like by erisin, if the erisin is one day, and the sudas erisin is another day, that's not called the sudas erisin, so even l'fida Taz, it should come out, that if they already got engaged before, but they're making the suda for engagement, they're making what they call the vart, they're making it on chol hamoed, that would be mutter l'chuli alma without any makom to be machmeh b'chlal. Because even if they actually get engaged and make an actual suda at the time, l'das reiv achreinim, it's mutter, even though the Taz is machmeh. So even if you want to be machmeh like the Taz, that would only be by a proper suda, and only be at the time that they actually get engagement, like by erisin. Now, there's a Tyson suvis, and that from Zayinim and Aleph, which says that nesuin without a suda is mutter. And the context of the Taisus is like this. The Gemara there wants to bring a makar from the Torah that the Maisi Adayim of Abbas go to the Av, because since you see the Torah allows the father to marry off his daughter, if the Maisi Adayim don't belong to the Av, how would the father be allowed to marry off the daughter? When you're marrying her off, you're being mevatler from a Maisi Adayim. That's the Gemara's Raya. And the Gemara's Matcha the Raya, that's not a raya, because you could say he can marry off on Shabbos and Yom Tov. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, there you're not being mevatler from a Maisi Yadayim, and that's when you're allowed to marry her off. But otherwise, you wouldn't be allowed to marry off because you're being mevatler from a Maisi Yadayim. So it's not a raya that the Maisi Yadayim go to the father. Till the Gemara brings another makar. So Taiz asks Akasha, what does the Gemara mean he can marry you off on Shabbos and Yom Tov? On Yom Tov, you're not allowed to, because it's Samachta Bechagecha, Bechagecha V'lei B'Ishtecha, and Taisus holds that that's the Raisa. So Taisus in his third Teret says that you can marry off without a Suda, without a Suda. If you marry off without a Suda, it's not a Simcha, so there's no problem with Samachta Bechagecha V'lei B'Ishtecha. So the Mepharshim asks, the Mashal already on Taisus asks Kasha, that what's the pshat? We see from this Gemara that we just mentioned in Daf Yud Ches that it says that you're not allowed to do Nesu'in, but you're allowed to do Erisin, but you're not allowed to make a Suda's Erisin. Vayis says clearly that Nesu'in is Asur even without a Suda. What's the pshat in Taisus? So the Magen Avraham wants to make a chilik. He wants to say it depends what you hold. If you hold Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha, then it's Asur even without a Suda, because it's called a Simcha. It's a problem Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. And that's pshat in the Gemara Daf Yud Ches. But if you hold v'samachta v'chagecha v'loy v'ishtecha, then it's only asur with the suda. And the Gemara that was going to Rav that holds v'samachta v'chagecha v'loy v'ishtecha, and that's only asur with the suda. But it's very shvei. The Mefarshim already asked, Katesa, if you hold v'samachta v'chagecha v'loy v'ishtecha, that's only with the suda. Why should it be different, the drash v'samachta v'chagecha v'loy v'ishtecha, which you're saying that's only with the suda, to aim arvin simcha v'simcha, which you're saying is even without a suda? The teretz most achrayim give is the mashas teretz. The mashas says a teretz that Taisus holds it midayraisa. It's only asur with the suda. Or the afichas is midarabanan. The rabbanan asks that any type of simcha even without a suda. The rabbanan will makshav a suda's nesuin, a simcha of nesuin to be even without a suda to be a simcha lagab v'simachta b'chagecha v'loy b'shtecha. And who would then lagab im arvin simcha b'simcha? But that gemara is going midayraisa. Midayraisa it's only asur with the suda. As el achayz a pasha the teretz. And now let's go right in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Meisvei, kol eilu sha'amru asur and lisa b'mayit, mutar and lisa erev eregel. You're not allowed to get married on Yom Tov, but you're allowed to get married erev Yom Tov, kasha l'kulu. The Gemara's kasha is, because if you hold it, I'll say, ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. Or if you hold it, it's because, simachta b'chagecha v'lei b'ishtecha. Ma'isa erev eregel also, the simcha continues for 7 days. So you're having the Sheva Brachas on Yom Tov. So right, it should be a problem. Arvin Simcha B'Simcha, you're doing the Sheva Brachas together with Yom Tov. It should be a problem with Simachta V'Chagecha V'Lei B'Shtecha, because the Simcha of the Sheva Brachas is going to stay from the Simcha's Yom Tov. And also the other time, Ne'at Teirich, after Metriach for the Sheva Brachas, and the time of Bittul Pir of Rivi, also people will push off the Chasna to the Erev Regel, because they'll want to Feshbar that they won't have to make the Sheva Brachas, they'll have off, they'll be able to make the Sheva Brachas on Yom Tov. So Gemara says like Kasha, the man the Yomim Shem Simcha, Ike Simcha Chad Yaimu. And that includes both man the Yomim. The man the Yomim that says, I'll say, I'm Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. Or the man the Yomim that says, V'Samach B'Chagecha V'Loi B'Shtecha, the Ike Simcha B'Shtecha, and the Ike Simcha V'Aim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha is the first day. The Chasana, the Shevet Brach is not such a big Simcha. It's not a problem V'Aim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha, it's not a problem V'Samach B'Chagecha V'Loi B'Shtecha. The man the Yomishim Tircha, Ikadircha Chad Yaimu, the one that says the Tircha, Meng Achas is the grace of Tircha, and I'll do the Chalamite, Meng Sherbrach, that's such a big Tircha, you'll have to do the Chalamite. The man the Yomishim Bitta Perivivivya, Lachad Yaimu, Lamashi Yenish Navshay. The man the Yomishim Bitta Perivivivya, if he only has a 1 day window, Erev Eregel, where then he can make the Chasna, he's afraid that maybe that day won't work out, and then he'll have to wait till after the Regal, so he won't push it off. If he has the whole regal to do it, so well, has the whole regal, so push it off till the regal time. If it's only 1 day, he won't do that. That's stated in the Gemara. Now, there's a shayla in the Peskim, it's mutter to get married erev regal, because the ikas simkas b'chad yoimo, what if you get the marriage, that's in the suin, the chup and everything takes place erev regal, but the suddis nesuin takes place first in the regal. Is that also mutter? Because it's not the same day as the chasana. Or, since this is the first Suda, this is the Suda Sahasana, that blames the Simcha of Chad Yaima. That's a Shail of the Paiskim. The Meshes brings a steer in Chuvah Sarajba, Lagabi, this Nakuda. One Chuvah Sarajba says, Imamish was asked this question, and he says, Nir Nadvarim, Bain Asa Suda, Bain Larsa Suda, it's Mutter, Sheikha Simcha Minanasuan, and it's only the first day. Mel, if you didn't make the Suda on Erev Regal, you first made the Suda the night of the Regal, that's Mutter. That's one Tshuva. The second Tshuva, he says Fakert. He says that if you make this the Suda, and if Panim Chadoshes come, that's really Asur, he says. That's really Asur, because that's making a Suda's Nesu'un B'mayit. But if they came by themselves, he declares you have to make a Bracha. Al-Kapanim, there's a steer in the Tshuva's Arajma, and the Beis Yosef says, that since it's a stira, so we go lakula, because since it's derabana naktina lakula. And the Dakamashi brings a Chuvah Smiri Brunin that holds that it's asur. The Magen Avraham is bothered by the Beis Yosef's assertion that it's a mili derabana and you go lakula. He says, Taisa says that it's a jarashi gemur deraisa. So why does he say it's derabana? Even though the Shulchan Aruch paskins that it's mutter, the Magen Avraham is mitzadet to say that it's asur. And he says, that's a minig. And he says, Eim l'shanis a minig. L'mai said, Achreinim, after the Mishnah Berurah brings that he should be machmel chatchila, b'shas etchak, he could be make like the Shulchan Aruch, that it's mutter. L'char, it's a very similar shaila you have by Sheva Brachas, l'mashal, by an Alman Shanos Almanef. Both of them have a second marriage, where there it says it's only the first day. The Paiskim also discuss in Evin Ezer, in Simon Samach Vav, if the pshat is, let's say you make the chasna by day, and you make the sud of the chasna by night, do you make Sheva Brachas by night? Because they only make Sheva Brachas the first day, the day of the chasna, but the pshat is, you didn't make the sud yet, is the first sud you made, that's called the day of the chasna, that's called the yay makama, and merely you can make Sheva Brachas, so no, you have to make Sheva Brachas dafka the day that you made the chasna. Yeah, it's a machalikas apayiskim there also. It's a similar shayla. When it is the if it's not the same day that they actually got married, they still have the din of the chasna. You have here lagabe the din of enos and nashim b'mayid. You have there lagabe the din of do you make the sheva brachas? Well, no, that's already considered not the chasna. It's already another day, and b'meila it wouldn't have the din of the chasna. Now there, it's brought a shayla the other way also. Let's say they made a suda b'shas the chasna, but still the same day l'mashal. Let's say the chasna was by night. They made a suda by night. It's still the same day. Still the same calendar day. And now they're making another Suda. Is that also called the first day that they can make Sheva Bracha? So it's only the first Suda. It's also the same, similar Shaila. Shaila the other way. Now, that Shaila wouldn't be Negei here, because you're not allowed to get married, like we said before, you're not allowed to get married even without a Suda. The Shaila comes up Negei with a Shtickle Terry from the Turi Evan. Turi Evan and Chagiga asked the Kasha. He asks the Kasha, the Mishnah says in Yivam, in Beya, that you're not allowed to be Miyabim on Yom Tov, because it's an Isser, because it blames like a kind of Kenyan on Yom Tov, it's an Isser Derabbanan. So, in fact, the Turi Evan, in our Mishnah's Mavu, you're not allowed to be Miyabim Mechal HaMayid also, because of the Vei Marvin Simcha B'Simcha, because of the Samach L'Chagecha V'Lei B'Yishtecha. So, why the Mishnah they have to come on to an Isser Derabbanan to be Miyabim? Als a kind of Kenyan, als a Gzeir Hashem Yichtaiv, why is it in any way also because of Simcha? Because you have the problem of Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha or the problem of Samach Nebuchadnezzar Vloy B'Yishtecha. That's right, the Turi Evan Akash and Chagiga. So Turi Evan says two Turutzim. First Turutz is that you need the Issa Derabbanan of Kaina Kinyan for Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is no Chi of Simcha. It's Yom Tov, but there's no Chi of Simcha. So this din that the Yinal be Miyad Man Yom Tov is Negev for Rosh Hashanah. The Baruch Tam and the guy says, it's not so posh it is teretz, because it could be there is a chiv simcha on Rosh Hashanah. It's a shayal in the paiskim if you say, ma'idim a simcha on Rosh Hashanah. Even though you don't bring shalmei simcha on Rosh Hashanah, but could be there is a chiv simcha. Al kopan, and that's his first teretz. Then the Tiri Evan says the second teretz, that it's negei of the first night of Yom Tov. The first night of Yom Tov, the Gemara says in Sachem, that the first night is memuyit from simcha. There's no din simcha the first night of Yom Tov. So there was the Baruch Tam is mefakvik, could be the whole din is only is no shalmi simcha the first night, but there is the chi of the rice of simcha the first night. Al kabbalim the Turi Evan holds, and this is what he holds in the Shai Gesai, also Simon Samach Vav, he's marrying about, there is no chi of simcha the first night of Yom Tov. So mele al tzi iser of eim arvin simcha b'simcha, or al tzi iser of simach b'chagecha v'loi b'ishtecha, that wouldn't apply to the first night of Yom Tov b'chlal. And the Baruch Tam asks on him, but good, but the Gemara here says that even Erev Regel should be Aser, because you have a Simcha for 7 days. But the Gemara says you only have a Simcha the first day. That's why Erev Regel is Mutter, because it's only a Simcha the first day. But to get married on Yom Tov, even if the first night is Mufka from Simcha. But good, you weren't over anything the first night. But then it comes in the day, which I've added there is a Chi of Simcha, and it's still the Yom Kam of the Chasana. So Mela, why shouldn't there be an Iser of Simcha on the first day? It's still the Yom Kam of the Chasana. Chay very shtak etayna. Unless the Turi Evan holds that the Ikka of Yom Kam means the first Suda. The first Suda. Since you make the Suda by night, and by night there's no Chi of Simcha, so Mele, that's Mutter. And already the next day, even though it's still the same calendar day, that doesn't have the din of Yom Kam. Like I said, that also is a shaila when it comes to, let's say, an Alman Shanos Almana, and they have the chasna by night, and they make the first, and they make the brachas by night. If they make another suda the next day, is that still called Yom Kam, and they can make the Sheva Brachas? So no, since they already made the suda, Yom Kam has to dafka be the first suda. Lamaisa, it seems to me that the Paiskin that discussed this shaila, if you can make the chasna Erev Regel, And the suda the first night, they don't seem to hold like the Shagas Aye that the first night is muid from Simcha. If the first night's muid from Simcha, so why should it be us to make the chasna every regal and the suda the first night? The first night right, there's no chiv Simcha. It sounds like Al Kapanim, these Paiskin that discuss it, sounds like they named on that the first night also is a chiv Simcha. And it's just a muid from the Shalmei Simcha. And Bahiyanam, I want to say of a Geshmaka Shtukl Torah that the Birch Savar brings down in Ksuvus from Abel Salavechik, and the Aris of Masechus Ksuvus from Rabbi Yashiv was Mechavin Mamish to the same Shtikl. Rabbi Yashiv and Abel Salavechik both Mechavin to the same Shtikl, and it's Mamish on our Sugya. I want to say it over. Because the Tais in Ksuvus that we mentioned, the Tais that asked the Kasha, that Nachamot, the Gemara there says that I want to bring a Raya, a Makar, that the father owns the Maisi Yadayim of his daughter since he could marry her off, since he could be Kainis and Lechubba. The Maisi Yadayim belonged to him. So now the Gemara is Matcha, no, could be his Machnas Lechubba by Shabbos and Yom Tov. Tais asks, and Yom Tov is an Issa der Aisa to make a Chubba for Samachta v'chagecha v'loy b'ishtecha. So one of Taisus' terutzim is that it's on Taisus Yom Tov. On Taisus Yom Tov is an Issa Malacha. She's anyway not allowed to do Malacha. It's before Yom Tov, but it's a few minutes before Yom Tov where there's a Chi of Taisus Yom Tov. So there's an Issa Malacha. And at that time, it could be Machnas Halachot, but it'll be no problem with Samachta Mechagecha v'loy b'ishtecha. That's Taisus' first Teretz. So Rabbi Chana Vassim and Asa Kasha, they see from Taisus Yisayin, that by Taisus Yantif, all you have is the Issa Malacha. But you don't have the other dinim of Yantif, like the Din Simchas Yantif, you don't have in Taisus Yantif. That's what's Masha from Taisus. Because he's saying that there is an Issa Malacha, so you're not being Mevatala for Malacha. But Leid Lachisa, there's no Issa to get married, there's no din of Samachta Mechagecha Vloy Bishtecha. It seems that there's no din of Simchas Yantif. So, in fact, Rabbi Chanan, the Taisim Psachim, in Arvei Psachim, he asked the Kasha, why do you eat the mitzvah of matzah that by Taisus Yantiv? In other words, if you want to make on Leil, the Gemara says that Arvei Psachim, Samach HaMincha Le'echel Adam Matshiach, Shachinah Le'ir and Erev Pesach until it gets dark. In fact, Taisim, why do I have to wait till it gets dark? Why can't I be eating the mitzvah of matzah before it's dark? I'll make an early Yantiv. I'll be Makabal Yantiv early. So I should be able to eat the mitzvah of matzah then. And for Taisus, Eshmin that to be Yetzir Mitzvah Karim Pesach, you need Laila. It says, Vachos Abasa B'Laila Azeh. Matzah is Iskli Shal Pesach. So you need Dafka Laila. So if Eitah B'chana Vaisteis Be'etzim, all the other Dina Yantif, like the Mitzvah eating Matzah, that's in Mudapah Pastais is Yantif. Now, the problem is you're missing Laila. If Eitah B'chana and the Stira, Taisus and Ksuvus, it says there's no Dina Simchas Yantif on Taisus Yantif. Vaisteis Taisus Yantif is only for Issa Malacha. Taisim Sachem says, has a kasha, why aren't the eights in the mitzvah matzah? Taisim Yantif, and his only Taisim exerts a kasha if you need Laila, but Be'etzim it's considered Pesach, it's considered Yantif. Taisim Yantif gives it all the Dina Yantif. That's a steer effect of Bechanim the kasha. So, Rabbi Yehuda Soloveitchik, that the Birch Zoram brings down, and Rabbi Yashiv, that's in the Aris, Tam Sechtes Ksuvis, they're both Mechavim to the same Teretz. That Ba'ilim Taisim Ksuvis is masking by Taisim Yantif, you have all Dina Yantif. Nova, so Shagas Ayah tells the fact that there's no din simcha b'leil yantif rishon. So the Shagas Ayah holds that that's enough of a teretz, and he says it as a teretz to his kasha, that midiraisi you're allowed to even get married on leil yantif rishon. Whole leil yantif rishon get married, not just on teisus yantif rishon. There's no din simcha. Fine, but like we asked from the Baruch Tam, that the Gemara here says the simcha is the whole first day. So you can't get married b'leil yantif rishon, even if there's no chi of simcha b'leil yantif rishon, because the simcha will go for the whole first day. So Taisus also holds that way. I mean, otherwise Taisus would have answered the kasha, they can get married on Leil Yantif Rishon. Taisus says, that's a problem, because since Agamara says that the Simcha is the first day, Taisus takes that literally, that the entire first day is a Simcha, and a chinami not being mvatal the chi of Simcha when you're getting married, because the first night there's no chi of Simcha, but there's a Simcha the whole day. So mainly you can't get married the night of Yantif, because the next morning you're mvatal the chi of Simcha, like the Baruch Tam's kasha. But that's when you get married on the night of Yom Tov. But if you get married on Taisus Yom Tov, so Taisus Yom Tov only gives the Dina Yom Tov, but Legabe Nesuin, then it doesn't give it the Dinim. And that you find, Legabe other Dinim, Taisus Shabbos doesn't work. L'mashal, Legabe Zayin Nekim. The Ramah says that even if Isha was Mekabel Shabbos already, it's already Taisus Shabbos, but you could still do the Hefsek Tara and count it for Zayinikim, because not considered the next day ready Lagabi Hilchas Nida. Who then Lagabi Hilchas Avela? Someone's in Makabal Shabbos, and Le'elenu he gets a news that his relative was Nifter. He could count Friday as one of the days of the Shiva, because even though it's Shabbos, Lagabi Shabbos, but not Lagabi Avelas. So who then Lagabi the Nesuin? Lagabi the Simchas Nesuin, since it's not night yet, even though it's Taisus Yomtiv, but the day of the Nesuin is Erev Yomtiv. If the day of the Nesuin is Erev Yomtiv, So when it comes the next morning, it's not the same day of the Nesuin. So Lagabi getting married now, there's anyway no problem. Because the first night's Mufka from Simcha. There's no Din Simcha the whole first night. It's not a Shail of Taisus Yantiv is no Simcha. There's no Simcha the whole first night, like the Shai Gusari holds. So the B'shas and Nesuin, even though it's Yantiv, it doesn't matter. There's no Chiv Simcha now. Taisus Yantiv is not going to be more than the first night. So why can't she stam get married the first night? Because then the Yoyim HaChasna would be on the day of Yomtiv. So when it comes the morning of Yomtiv, it's still the Yoyim HaKama. It's still the Yoyim HaKama, it's still the Simcha. So that's the problem. Mashenka, when she gets married by Taisus Yomtiv, for then the Yoyim of the Chasna is Erev Yomtiv, and Mel, it's not a problem the next morning. That's a shtickle from Rebbeinu Soloveitchik and Rabbi Asher. They're both mechavim to the same shtickle. And now let's go weiter. The Mishnah says, a woman is allowed to do the tachshitim, the cosmetics, she's allowed to do on Chol HaMoed. The Gemara explains the different cosmetics that she does. The Gemara on Tesim Abayis, she's kecheles, bekeses, and maviris rak al panel. All sorts of different things the Gemara describes, different cosmetics that are done. Many of them are actual melachas on Shabbos and Yontif. The melach of Tzeveya, the melach of Teivin, the melach of Baina. They're all included in the different cosmetics that the Gemara describes. It's all mutter on Chol HaMoed. Now the shaila is exactly why is it mutter? Pashas, you would say that it's mutter because of Tzarech HaMoed. That is considered a Tzarech HaMoed for an Isha to have her Tachshitim. And we know that Tzarech HaMoed is mutter. But we know that Tzarech HaMoed is only Mata Malacha, that's a Malacha of a Maisa Hedyait. And very often it needs a Shinoi. When you're doing something with Tzarech HaMoed, it has to be done with a Shinoi. And there also is very often an Isser of Tircha Merubah. But the Ridva says, Lagabi Tachshitim, this doesn't apply. Because Tachshitim are a Tzarech HaGuf, they're a physical necessity, and therefore they have the same thing as Eichel Nefesh. When it comes to Eichel Nefesh, to the food that you need, the Gemara, a little bit later, Nafid Beis, is Mavur, that you could do any Malacha, even, there's no Isser of Maisa Uman, there's no Isser of Tircha Merubah. Whatever is necessary for eating, it's all mutter on Chol HaMoed. Even things that are asr on Yomtiv and are a ma'isa uman and a tercha merubah, everything is mutter when it comes to eichel nefesh. So the Ridva is saying that tachshitim also have the same din of eichel nefesh, that it's mutter even if it's a, even without any shino, even if it's a tercha merubah. And one thing is left out of the list in the Gemara is haircuts, where there is an isser for even a woman to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. We have an Isser of taking a haircut that's not Asr al Tzmalacha. We have in the beginning of the third parak, there's an Isser for people to take haircuts on Chol HaMoed in order to encourage them to take the haircuts before Yomtiv, so they shouldn't come into Yomtiv Kishim Nuveles, and that Isser applies to Nashim also. The Ridva is a little bit bothered. Why wouldn't that apply to Tachshitim, that we should ask her for doing Tachshitim, the cosmetics on Chol HaMoed, to encourage her to do it before Yomtiv, so she could come into Yomtiv when she's looking good? And the Gemara and the Ritva answers because Tachshitim are a daily thing. Tachshitim are necessary every day. She'd have to do it on Erev Yantif and on Chol HaMoed. Mashen Kein haircuts, which aren't done on a daily basis. There, we would like everyone to take a haircut on Erev Yantif, and that would be enough for the whole Yantif. And therefore, we ask her taking haircuts on Yantif. Now, the Mishnah goes further. She can't do a thing of Sid. She can't put lime on her skin. Because that just makes her look no good. That doesn't help her at all. And the purpose of the lime is that eventually it'll make her look better, but as far as right now is concerned, it's going to make her look worse. The Gemara says, "Umayda Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda is mayda, besid sheichol lekayful b'mayit sheteifol b'mayit." If you can actually peel off the lime on Chol HaMoed, and the improvement to the looks will be done on Chol HaMoed itself, even though originally it's just an evil, it just makes things worse, but since on Chol HaMoed itself, she'll be able to reap the benefit of this sin, so therefore it's mutter even according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara there explains, Rabbi Yehuda is masking that when, even if something is originally bad, but if on Chol HaMoed itself there'll be a benefit to it, then it's considered Tzarech HaMayit, it's Mutter. Now that would seem to indicate that the Tana Kama, who says that it's Mutter, and it's not Mechal, the Tana Kama holds that it's Mutter even if you're going to put on the Sid and you won't be able to take it off Mechal HaMayit. That's what it's Mashma. Particularly the words of the Gemara, Umayda Rabbi Yehuda, Besid Sheikhal Lekaifel B'mayit Shetefasa B'mayit, Rabbi Yehuda agrees to that case. It sounds like he's agreeing to a dissenting view to the Tana Kama, and the Tana Kama would then hold that it's Mutter even if it's any Chayil Lekaifel B'mayit. If this is correct, so it would seem that we would paskin that even if it's any Achal Lekaifel B'mayit we Mutter, because normally paskin like the Tana Kama against Rabbi Yehuda, the Stam Mishnah, that's considered the Rambam. The Rambam Pirush Mishnah is also mashed that way because he says, Ein Halacha K'Rabbi Yehuda. It sounds like there's a Machlokes, and Rabbi Yehuda himself is masking by, if it's Yachal L'Kaifel L'Mayit, so if it's Ein Halacha K'Rabbi Yehuda, so obviously it means that it's Mutter even if it's Ein Yachal L'Kaifel L'Mayit. However, the Rambam in Yad, the Rambam paskins that it's also, it's only mutter to do the sin if you could take it off a mayit and it'll provide a benefit still on chol mayit. Seemingly, the Rambam sounds like even though the Lashon and Gemara is Maida, but Rabbi Yehuda is really only being mefarish at Tana Kama, and there is no machleik as Rabbi Yehuda in the Tana Kama. And that's how the smag also paskins, and that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, that the tefelis atzma besid v'hu shetuch l'salka b'mayit. The Bialacha brings out that many Rishayim seem to argue on the Rambam. The Magen Mishnah brings the Ritz Geus, the Agayis Hashri brings the Arzarua. Also, the Ritva that we have, the Ritva on the Gemara, all say that no, that the Tanakama is arguing on Rabbi Yehuda, and the Tanakama is matter even if you won't be able to take it off on Chol HaMayit. But the Psak Halacha seems to be like the Shulchan Aruch, that it's only mutter, like Rabbi Yehuda says, if you could take it off on Chol HaMayit. The Gaon says that the Rambam was coming from the Yerushalmi. The Rambam sometimes goes with the Yerushalmi as opposed to the Bavli. And one more nekuda, we'll be messiahim with this. The Gemara brings a very interesting story with Ibrahimus ben Asmi and Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim, who were learning Masechet Nesedarim by Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, and they said goodbye to him at night, and then the next morning, they again said goodbye to him, and he said, 1 second, you already said goodbye last night, but he said that there's a halacha, that if you say goodbye, but then you slept again in the city, you have to say goodbye again. And he liked that answer, and he told his son that these Talmidei Chachamim are Anshei Tzura, so you should get a bracha from them. And the Gemara has the whole story, how they gave them, he told them a lot of different things which sounded not like a bracha, and they didn't understand, and his son didn't understand it. He thought they were just trying to upset him. And Rav Shimon Nechai explained all their words that it was really a very big bracha. Anyway, the Gemara says that when he first came to them, they were talking and learning. And they said the following two Hirushim. The first one is the Anastir in the Psukim. It says that Apostle Mishnah Pali Smalgla Reglecha V'cholder Kecha Yikainu, that you have to figure out all the chashivas of any mitzvah to know how chashiv they are. And then it says Uksiv Arichayim Pentafalis. You have to not figure out the chashivas. You have to do all the mitzvahs. You can't decide this mitzvah is bigger, this one's not, this one's less. So what's the pshat? Should you be measuring the mitzvahs or should you not? So they answered, Leikasha, Kamba mitzvah she'efshla seysa idei achayim, a mitzvah which could be done by someone else. So you have a choice to do a particular mitzvah or a different mitzvah, but it's anyway going to be done by someone else. You're not mechuyiv in both these mitzvahs. So then you should figure out which one's the bigger mitzvah. That way you'll get more skar and let someone else do the smaller mitzvah. But kan, the mitzvah she'efshla seysa idei achayim, if a mitzvah can't be done through anyone else, so then, you can't figure out which one's the bigger, which one's the smaller one. You just have to do it, period. It's a little bit schwer. What's a chiddush? I mean, even if you know which one's big and which one's smaller, but you have to do both of them. Shlaim in the first case with the mitzvahs yachal as the echerim. So, it's negay to figure out the cheshbon. It's negay to know which one's the greater mitzvah, to know which one to do, because you're not mechuyev to do both of them, the yachal as the echerim. So you should do the one that's more chashuv. But if it's a mitzvah she'efshla asdei achayim, so what's the chiddush? What would be the havamina that you should measure the mitzvahs? L'chayim, even if one is bigger, one is smaller, but you have to do both. So you're going to do both anyway. What's the difference which one's bigger, which one's smaller? What chiddush is it telling you out of valleys? So k'pshuta, I thought maybe the pshat was, like the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, v'izor b'mitzvah kalak v'machamur, she'et idei man tzcharen shel mitzvahs. Enech and ame avada, you'll do both mitzvahs. But the pshat is that you shouldn't have a scale, shouldn't have a measurement saying this mitzvah I'm going to be more zorin, this mitzvah I'm going to be less zorin. You have to be zorin in all the mitzvahs. Yet today I'm not zorin shel mitzvahs. But there's a very interesting Chacham Tzvi that says a different pshat, that the very big halacha is learned from this Gemara. He brings a Tshuvas Radvaz. If somebody, let's say, is in jail, and he's allowed leave from jail, and they give him a choice when he could leave. He could leave the next day, or he could leave a different day. And he has a shaila, because the next day he could put on tefillin. So l'chayr is mechuyev to leave the next day. But he could wait for a different day where he'd be able to do even a bigger mitzvah, like tkiyah shofar or other mitzvahs. So should he wait for the bigger mitzvah? Well, no, since he's mechuyev in the mitzvah right now, he has to do the mitzvah right now. So the advanced paskin that even if there's going to be a bigger mitzvah he could do when he leaves later, but since he's mechuyev in the mitzvah tomorrow, he's mechuyev in the mitzvah for right now, he can't push off leaving now and not do the mitzvah now because of the bigger mitzvah he's going to do later. So the Chacham Tzvi brings down this Radvaz. It's in Siman Kavav in the Chacham Tzvi. And he discusses it because we find sometimes that we push off a mitzvah in order to do the mitzvah better. He brings Rais, and one of these things, the Mashal by Kiddush Levana, that we don't say Kiddush Levana right away in order to do it Meitzah Shabbos, or to do it when the Levana is bigger. And the Chacham Tzvi says, well, that could be when it's the same mitzvah. If you have the same mitzvah, the question is to do it now, not in the biggest hiddur, but you'll have Zrizim Akdim and Lemitzis, or to do it later, but it'll be a bigger hiddur, there's a good shaila. And it's you're talking to say, do it later with a bigger hiddur. But when it's two separate mitzvahs, and the mitzvah you could do now, you're not going to be able to do later. It'll be a different mitzvah later. But the mitzvah later is a bigger mitzvah. The other advice says, no, you're mechuyev to do the mitzvah now. Dr. Chacham Tzvi, it is a mefurish Gemara. Our Gemara here, my cotton, is a mefurish Gemara like the Radvaz. Because that's what the Gemara is saying. By a mitzvah, she'ef shel asay day achayim, even if you could only do one of the two mitzvahs, but since it's a mitzvah, she'ef shel asay day achayim, you can't judge, you can't pick and choose, you want to do the bigger mitzvah instead of the smaller mitzvah. If you bought the mitzvah, whatever mitzvah that's in your hands right now, the mitzvah of Bala Yadcha, that's the one you have to do. You have no right to push off the mitzvah that you could do now for the sake of the mitzvah that even a bigger mitzvah that could come later. So you don't do the smaller mitzvah, you do the bigger mitzvah, let someone else do the smaller mitzvah. A mitzvah that's mutl on you, even if by pushing off this mitzvah you'll get to do the bigger mitzvah. But you'll have to push off the mitzvah that's healed the shaitai that you're not allowed to do. On that it says it didn't have arechayim altafalus. So that's what the Chacham Tzvi says, that the advisor's din is mefurish in our Gemara. Then the Gemara goes weiter, it says, Hodi Yasvi, the Tanaim were again clearing like this, or Kami Bailu, they had this Shailuk. See if you carry him in Pnimim, it says about Torah, the Torah is more precious than Pnimim, all your chafetzim, all your items aren't equal to Torah, but Hochefse Shemaim Yeshuba, but Hefse Shemaim says Chafetzecha, but all mitzvahs are equal to Torah. So what's better? Here it's mashma that mitzvahs are better than Torah. Here it's mashma Torah is better than mitzvahs. He answered, "Kam b'mitzvah she'ef shel sa'isa de'achayim, kam b'mitzvah she'ef shel sa'isa de'achayim." And Rashi explains, if you have a mitzvah which is ef shel sa'isa de'achayim, so Torah is better than such a mitzvah. You have to learn Torah. Let the mitzvah be done like de'achayim. Hashenkin, if you have a mitzvah she'ef shel sa'isa de'achayim, so then you have to do the mitzvah that's de'achat talmud Torah. Is the psak of the Rambam in Halachas Talmud Torah, Perek Gimel Halacha Daled, and in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Reish Mem Vav, that if someone has a Siyas Mitzvah in Talmud Torah, if the Mitzvah is Efshel Sa'asa De'achayim, so you have to continue the Torah, not the Mimavat of the Torah, but if not, then you do the Mitzvah. So the Birkei Yosef, in Siman Lamed Ches, he asks the Shaila, why don't you say Isaac when a Mitzvah, Potem in a Mitzvah? Why don't you say when you're learning Torah, that Isaac when a Mitzvah, Potem in a Mitzvah? I mean, Isaac B'Torah, why should I do a mitzvah even if it's Yev Shalas Asai De'achayr? So he says the Teretz, and then he brings it from the Me'iri in Masech the Shabbos, that the whole point of Torah is Mevli De Maisa. If you're going to have a din of Isaac, a mitzvah, Pater, and a mitzvah, Talmud Torah, so come days you'll be learning the whole day, you won't do mitzvahs. But that's going to ruin the whole point of the Torah. The whole point of the Torah is Talmud Mevli De Maisa. Really, you can't use Talmud Torah to pater you for mitzvahs. If it's Efshal De'achayim, so other people do the mitzvahs. You're not mechuyev in those mitzvahs. The male Talmud Torah is greater. Mashiach and mitzvahs that you are mechuyev to do, The whole Talmud Torah, which is Talmud, the other Talmud, Mevu De Meisa, can't pat you from Nasiyas and Mitzvahs. And also, Kum Deis will be parted from all the Mitzvahs. You'll always be Isaac B'Torah. Where Rabbi Chanan, in Kavit Shurim, Simin Yates, Kavit Shurim Beis, Simin Yates, he asks a Shaila that the Rambam says in Hilchos Ishus, that if someone's Isaac B'Torah V'Torah Ba, and he's Messiah Melisa Isha, Kadesh Yidra, V'Kum Mezainis, Avur Ishtay, Vivatam in a Torah, Hareza Mutal Asachar. Someone who's busy learning Torah, and he's scared to get married because then he'll have to get a parnas, he won't be able to learn Torah, he's allowed to push off the Nisuan. The Rambam says, Eloshin Sha'isuk and Mitzvah Patamina, Mitzvah Vakoshkem Batalma Torah. The reason why he doesn't have to get married because he's being Isaac Batalma Torah, and Isaac and Mitzvah Patamina Mitzvah. So you see that there is a din of Isaac and Mitzvah Patamina Mitzvah Batalma Torah. So Fraksuch the Kasha, so what's the pshat by the Mitzvah She'ef Shalasa De'echeim that you have to Mavatal Torah, that you have to stop learning and do the Mitzvah? If the Rambam here says Lagabi getting married is a din of Isaac and Mitzvah Patim and a Mitzvah, why don't you say Lagabi all mitzvahs? What's the chilik? Hazat Yavachan and a Mary Dikavart. Just like you're allowed to stop learning to do parnasa or to eat or to any tzarche aguf, advice is even when it's not bikuach nefesh. Anything that you take and need for your guf, then you could stop learning Torah to do it. That's not called bittul Torah. There's a din like the Gemara says in Brachas Lavav and Beis v'safta de ganecha. That the tzarche adam, you're allowed to do it. That there's no chiv talmud Torah. It's like this: a tzarche and nefesh kolshkein. By mitzvah, it's also kolshkein. There's no chiv talmud Torah. When you have something which you have to do, just like when you have to do it for your guf, there's no chiv talmud Torah. So kolshkein, you have to do it for your nefesh, no chiv talmud Torah. So mitzvahs, yef shalasa saidei acherim, yistam could be mevatel Torah because they're like going from tzarche and guf. But the Rambam is talking about not doing the mitzvah of getting married altogether. The Rambam is talking about if you're allowed to be ma'achir the mitzvah of getting married. You're going to get married anyway. The shaila is when. So there, when it's not a shaila of being mevatel the mitzvah mikol v'kol, it's a shaila of being ma'achir the mitzvah, there you have the regular din of Isaac and mitzvah, part din of mitzvah. And he says, kol shkem b'talmud Torah, which is a more chashuv mitzvah, you have the din of Isaac and mitzvah, part din of mitzvah. So kum deis neke chilek is that you're not allowed to be mevatel a mitzvah mekoil v'koil because of Talmud Torah. V'al zeh you don't say Isaac a mitzvah patim in a mitzvah. When it comes to mevatel a mitzvah mekoil v'koil, either like the Meiri says, because the whole Talmud is mevul de meisah, so you can't use Talmud to pati yourself for meisah, or like a Bachanan says, it's like gari from tzarech ha'aguf, chai gavin you don't say Isaac a mitzvah patim in a mitzvah. When it comes to an ichur, when it comes to just pushing off a mitzvah, so then you have the regular din of Isaac and Mitzvah, Patim and Mitzvah. That's Rabbi Chanan's teretz.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.